This is a CBC podcast. This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
I've never held a mic before, and this feels good, actually.
I want people to know that being a girl in jiu-jitsu and judo, you can be feminine, you know, because mostly people think that girls that do martial arts will end up being more like a boy and just not be feminine. But I want to let them know that girls can also be very strong and not be like a boy. I started jiu-jitsu, well, I was 6 years old, but my dad is my coach. So since I was 3 years old, I used to go watch all of his classes. And I started judo when I was 10 years old. I really love those sports. And I feel like it's not only a sport, it's like a family sport. So we have a second family. When you have a bad day, you can just go there and start training. And everyone is so welcoming. And it's a place where I enjoy to stay. My name is Gabriella, and I'm 14 years old. Jiu-jitsu and judo are literally my life.
And the other leg, you're going to put your foot close to your partner's ear. Once you're here, you're going to put all the pressure onto your partner's arm, then pass the leg over.
Sometimes I train judo more and jiu-jitsu more, but I train 23 hours a week, judo and jiu-jitsu combined. Well, I feel like you get the energy from your passion. Like, sometimes I go training without energy, and I know that when I don't have energy and I go train, that's when I get better, because that's when I push harder and I have more challenges. For judo, my plan is to win the Olympic medal, gold. And in jiu-jitsu, I want to win all the world championships and all the belts. I train mostly with boys. I have 2 partners that are my age, and the rest I train with adults mostly. And I also train with my mom because she's really good. But for judo, I have a lot of boys training partners and a few girls, but mostly boys. And in both of the situations, I compete against girls my age and my weight. When I was younger, I used to not have problems training with the boys. But now that I'm older, I don't know, I feel like the boys are more, you know, different. Since I'm getting older, that's what it's changing. The sexual harassment. They would ask for pictures, and they would also make edits sexually of my pictures. They would do things to me that are not really appreciated. They are 10 boys against me, and I was the only girl. I was really sad. I was confused because I didn't understand. I told my parents, and my mom was really scared. My dad, I was a little bit scared of his reaction. He's my dad, and people doing this to his daughter, he would not really appreciate it. So they took my Instagram password and they sent the message to the boys. They told them to stop, and they continued. So then we went to the coach. he called all the parents and all the boys, and we had like this conversation after a class. They said, "I'm sorry, I know we shouldn't have done that, and I hope we can change that situation." And the parents, they were just really sorry for what their kids did. At first I was, "Well, I accept your apologies, but I need to see changes." I was so exhausted about that, and I ended up going to a competition and I ended up getting a concussion. So after that, I had like a pause for 5 weeks. It wasn't optional. I had to take that break, but I was taking care of me. I was just trying and not go as much on social media and just think about myself more. And I would just try and get a better sleeping schedule, because I couldn't go to school either, so I just had more time for me. After the concussion, everything was just different. I think that 5 weeks changed a lot. Like, the boys thought about what they did. So, and I also had time to be with myself, just take care of myself. And I came back and, like, we act like nothing happened, you know, but we're not, like, friends. I'm just still uncomfortable being around them, but I never lost the courage to go and train. The passion is so huge that nothing will make me stop. After I went back, the coaches were taking really care of me, and I used to like not train with the boys anymore, and I would have like a private class with the coach. In jiu-jitsu, I came back stronger, honestly, and I won the Pan American Championship in California, Long Beach. And it's like an international, but it's called Pan American because it used to be only the America side that could go and compete, but now all over the world you can go. So it's a big deal to win that competition. And I always have dreamed to win a gold medal of this competition. When I finished my final match, they raised my hand. And then after I got out of the mat and ran to all the coaches and my dad, and we all started screaming, and it was just like this huge celebration. After we had the medal ceremony, and they called my name and they gave me the medal and we took pictures.
I'm 14 years old and here's my favorite jiu-jitsu
technique. Instagram is really a huge part of my life. Also, I have more than 80k followers, so it's really, it's like a work for me. I have to take care of everything I post over there, so I usually post some daily things of what I'm doing, like my trainings, what I'm eating, where I'm going, and talk about being feminine and being strong. And also my mom manages my account with me, so we take care of everything we see over there. And when we receive messages of people going through hard time, you know, we try and help them the most we can. My dad inspires me a lot in the training parts, and my mom inspires me a lot on the being feminine and all those Instagram things. She used to be very athletic when she was younger, but then she went through some hard times in her life. She gained a little bit of weight, so she started not long ago jiu-jitsu with my dad. So we all work in my dad's gym. And it's really good for my mom because my mom has time to train and she's having more time for herself and taking care of herself. And right now she's competing and she's not only just feminine, but she's also very strong. My dream is to get all I want with this career, my accomplishments in competition. And I also want to inspire a lot of girls, you know, because I already received message of some girls telling me that I am inspiring them. And I just love that because I feel like if I am a good person for people to look up to, then I'm doing the good thing, you know, then I'm doing the right thing.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Sherry OKK and Carrie Haber.
For CBC Podcasts and PRX Tracks. Associate producer is Ellen Payne Smith. We'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, we're at CBC Mic Drop.
You can also reach us by email at micdrop@cbc.ca.
Bye for now.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.